something happened? Or we?
Well, you know, there's a lot of he say, she say going out there, but just to clear up the air, you know, it's basically what I told you, you know, took a family vacation down to Orlando. My mother, my father, brothers and sisters, cousins, husband, children. It was a nice little getaway, but ended a little crazy. And you know, I woke up Saturday morning. It was probably around 7:30, and I was headed to the kitchen to get a drink of water. And I start waking everybody up because we headed to go jet skiing. And me and my brother start horse playing, and one thing led to another. He kind of got the best of me, pushing me a little bit, and lost control and tried to avoid that McDonald's bag and got tangled up and went straight through the entertainment system. I have nothing to lie about. You know, it's my arm. You know, it's an accident. You know, like Woody Page says, maybe it's time to grow up. If grown men, what did he say yesterday? Baby T.O.? That's the right name for me, right? He says, Baby T.O. is the right name for me because I am a baby. You know, I guess if grown men don't hurt themselves, then it's time for me to grow up.
So you don't, I mean, I've said this to other people. I don't think people would have had a problem at first at all. I think it would have been a one-day story. If the story came out the first day, I was stupid, I was wrestling, this happened. But it kind of trickled out. It came out like it came out McDonald's bag, yeah. Then it came out. Because you told me Sunday, that's just a scratch. It's a pretty big.
No, I didn't tell you it was a scratch. I told you it was a cut.
A little cut, a little scratch, or something like that.
Well, this is my life, you know, and of course, you know, I'm in the limelight. I'm a professional athlete, but I don't owe you guys anything to tell you my personal business, you know. Now, granted, I'm in the limelight, so anything I do is going to be publicized. It's going to be published, and it's going to be all over the place. But, you know, I don't owe you guys anything, you know. But, you know, there's guys like you have a relationship with that, you know, I feel like, you know, I can tell you some things. But, you know, if I cut my arm to this degree, you know, I don't want anybody to know that. You know, it's my business. You know, I'll let Greek handle that stuff. But as far as I'm in Orlando, Florida, and, you know, I'm far from Denver, haven't talked to Greek or head trainer yet. So, you know, I'm going to let him do that, you know. So I took it upon myself to make the decision to when I get back to Denver, then I'll let him, you know, let you guys know the severity of it.
So you didn't think it, did you think it not wouldn't come out that you had the
surgery? It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter, you know. As everybody can see, it's all wrapped up, and, you know, I cut it pretty bad. But, you know, again, if it's me needing to grow up, like Woody Page said in his story yesterday, because grown men don't get hurt, then that's what I need to do. You know, because I got hurt, so it makes me a baby, I guess. You know, I got hurt, point blank. You know, it's a bad cut. You know, am I a bad person? That's what it seems to be because, you know, I get cut my arm and, you know, everybody don't believe my story, but, you know, it's not hard to, you know, hurt yourself.
When it happened and your arm goes through the entertainment system and obviously, you know, you feel the pain, what goes through your mind as far as your career and everything?
Well, it wasn't too much of my career. I just seen blood everywhere, and I know, you know, especially if I cut an artery, you know, I could bleed to death. So the first thing went through my mind is I called 911. My family, my mother called 911, or my father, and just wrap it up and get to the hospital. So I didn't even wait on the ambulance. You know, we called 911, but I just jumped in a truck and headed straight to the hospital, and, you know, they did a great job of getting me back sewed up and back together.
Brandon, if you could go back just a little bit, you're talking about your horse play. If you could explain it a little bit, was that just kind of an innocent thing? I think if you explained it a little bit.
It was just horse playing, you know, just what brothers do, you know. I mean, we're adults. I'm 24. I just turned 24 on Sunday. He's 25. You know, this is my brother. I love him to death. We were just playing around like usual. We always play around. And maybe it might be in my next contract, not the horseplay. I'm pretty sure it will be with my brother. But, you know, my brother now, you know, I can't put deodorant on this arm, so he puts deodorant on this arm for me. He lives with me in Denver, and, you know, we have a great relationship, and he's going to continue to put deodorant on my underarm until my arm get better.
What's your brother's name?
His name is Fred Marshall.
One of those things you regret now, even doing that? It's such a freak thing.
It's one of those things where any and everything I do, you know, I have to just sit down and weigh the pros and cons of any and everything. You know, whether it's walking through the grass and looking for ditches, you know, so I don't twist my ankle. You know, I'm a professional athlete and I use my body to do what I do. So I have to be more careful and, you know, I just have to make better decisions.
You mentioned the Woody Page thing, and obviously you seem like you're kind of angry about that. I've talked to some people the last several days, and they've asked me, you know, what is with Brandon? And I always say, I don't think you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, but why do you think you seem to be in the news an awful lot?
Well, you know what? Again, you know, it's just one of those things where I'm a man. And I'll say it to the camera, I'll say it to anybody. You know, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. When I'm right, I'm right. You know, there's been things that I've been involved with as far as DUI. Stupid is stupid, you know, but it's one of those things where I have to, you know, take that and better myself, learn from it. You know, a DUI is stupid. I shouldn't have been driving. I could have hurt someone that night, could have hurt myself. And I have to be accountable for my actions. False imprisonment. That's what they got me charged for. But I was just blocking a taxi cab, you know, to get my cell phone back. It's stupid. If the law says that you can't block a taxi cab from getting your cell phone back, then you can't do it. You know, I deserve to be charged. Charge was dropped, but I deserve that, you know. So I'm accountable for my actions. But there's also things out there that, you know, there's a lot of he say, she say. Woody Page is a columnist, you know. He writes on opinion, you know. He's the same guy that's telling me to grow up, that I'm a baby, but he's the same guy, if you turn on ESPN every day around the horn, that's wearing wigs and got crazy quotes behind him. Mm-hmm. Who wants the attention, me or Woody Page? I mean, Woody, do you want my job? Do you want to score the touchdown and be able to celebrate in the end zone? You know, let's look at it now. Woody Page is the same guy every day, if you turn on ESPN, that you're going to see him muted out every time, because everything that comes out of his mouth is a lot of baloney. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. You know, and but now he's dealing with my life. You know, yesterday he wanted to write something about me, and you know, in his column, you know, about how much of a bad guy I am. You spent a whole day with me down in Orlando, Florida, out of this environment. You know what type of person I am. If anyone have any question about me and my personality, let's do this. I've been in the community now for 3 years. Anybody I ever ran across, as far as at the gas station, the bank, the movie theater, let's put a blog up and let's see all the good and all the bad that people write about Brandon Marshall. Let's see the good and all the bad. The same guy, whether I win or lose, or whether I tell the fans that, you know, sit in your seats after that game, who's out there signing the autographs for the kids in the snow and in the rain. You know, I might not get all the adults. Now, the adults know I might not get all the adults, but all the kids I'm gonna get. And the reason why is because when I was younger, and Anthony Hardaway, I will never forget this. I asked for his autograph at a video shoot. He told me no, it's sticking with me to this day. And I will never tell a kid no unless it's just ridiculous, out of control, you know? There's not one person that can say anything bad about me, you know?
Sure wasn't Little Penny you were asking?
No, it was Big Penny. It was Big Penny.
Just real quick on your injury, are you worried that, I mean, you certainly got some serious stuff in there, nerves,
yeah,
and tendons and all that. Are you worried that
Well, basically, it's on me, you know. I just take care of it and listen to Greek and, you know, everyone around me, you know, how to handle the situation as far as taking care of it. I'll be fine, you know. 2 weeks I'll be in this cast just so it can, I won't be able to be mobile, you know. And it's fine stitching in there. And after those 2 weeks, I'll be in a splint for 4 weeks. And after those 4 weeks, I'll be able to do light exercises to strengthen it. I'm gonna be fine. You know, I set the bar really high for myself last year, and then I sat down this year and I put goals down. I wrote goals down, and it's not gonna keep me from reaching those goals, you know?
So they said no permanent damage in there. And how fortunate do you feel with all of it? I mean, if that is
it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call, you know? Like Woody Page said, you know? It's time to grow up. Grown men don't, you know, hurt themselves. They don't get in accidents. So I'm a baby right now because I hurt myself. So I need to grow up and become a man and don't hurt myself.
Do you think you don't have to grow up then? I mean, you obviously think.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. No, there's always room to improve and always room to grow. When it comes to goals, I wrote down my goals. It's not all about football. It's not all about football. It's about me as a person, my personality, me in the community. You know, I have a lot of growing up to do. You know, a DUI, I should never get a DUI. You should never hear about Brandon Marshall negative stuff in the media. I know right from wrong. You know, I'm a great person, big heart. You know, it's just, it is time for me to grow up. On a serious note, it is. You know, my goals this summer is to be clean cut and don't get in trouble, you know. But, you know, it's kind of tough when, you know, I put myself in that environment, you know, so now I just got to take myself out of those bad environments and, you know, just hang around the right people.
I mean, I'm not trying to pat myself, but at the end of the year, I said to you, I thought you grew up a lot last
yeah.
year. When you went down to Atlanta, you worked with Scheffler, you worked with Cutler. It seemed like you had kind of turned that corner. When this happened, what was your reaction to that? Because you worked hard to kind of get that stuff.
Let me ask you a question. How does, you know, me turning the corner and then me coming right back around that same corner, what did that got to do with my arm?
No, I don't think it has. What I'm saying is, you worked so hard and you were doing all that to now have this setback.
Right? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Were you like, oh my God, I was where I wanted to be and this happened?
Well, initially, at first it was a bad cut. And I looked at it, I was like, man, got to get it sewed up. And it was a surgery. They put me to sleep for a couple hours and I had to go in and do some work. And when I woke up, you know, it was like, oh, you're going to be in this thing for, you know, 2 weeks, then 4 weeks, then you're going to be out for maybe 2 to 3 months. So it was more of like, wow, this is serious. You know, so it's a setback. But again, that's why I said earlier that I sat down and wrote my goals before this, and I'm still going to accomplish those goals. You know, I have team goals and I have individual goals. And, you know, this is just a minor setback, but, you know, nothing good comes easy. You know, there's better days to come.
When you looked at your arm after your hand went through, and was it the actual entertainment center or the actual TV?
It was the TV. It was one of them old, the glass little television with the big old back, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through it pretty hard. A lot of velocity, 240 pounds right now.
He must have really like tackled you. I mean,
man, I pride myself off of being one of the toughest guys in the NFL to take down. And when I get the ball in my hands, you know, I don't see no one out there tackling me. And you know, they won this weekend. You know, the McDonald's bag, and the television won this weekend. But you know. Hey, you know, I can't win them all.
But did you think it was really bad? I mean,
At first it was just a bad cut. And to this day, I still don't know how many stitches are in there. I don't want to know. And, you know, I didn't know the severity of it until I got back here and talked to Greek because, you know, the doctor who did my surgery, I think Dr. Stern, you know, he works with Orlando Magic. And, you know, he was on call and he came in, did my surgery, he had to go. And I was all drugged up and you know, I didn't get back here. Till Sunday, and you know that's when I found everything.
What hospital did you have the surgery?
Winter Park.
Winter Park.
Okay. Yeah.
What did Coach say?
Coach?
Yeah. Did he call you in?
You know, Coach Shanahan, man. For people who do not know about Coach Shanahan, he's one of the most understanding guys and one of the most realest people you'll meet. And you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong. He's going to tell you you're wrong. But when you're right, he'll stick up for you and he'll help you get through whatever. And Coach understands. You know, it was an accident and. You know, of course, you know, I have to be accountable, you know, because even though it was horse playing, you know, I still have to come out here and work for him, my teammates, and myself. So he's very understanding, but, you know, I know in the back of his head, he's like, you know, these things can't happen. But Coach is one of the most realest people I ever met, and he's a great guy.
Did you say that to yourself, that these things, I mean, are you?
Oh, absolutely. And when I tell you there are certain things I don't do because of who I am and what I do, that's the truth. When I walk through the grass, I look down and I look for ditches so I don't twist my ankle. When I do anything, like any extracurricular activities, playing basketball, you know, I won't jump. I'll just shoot threes all day just because I know if I jump, I come down the wrong way, I can hurt myself. You know, things like that, you always got to be aware of. It's just, you know, it was family vacation. We were all together. It's probably we had like a 5-bedroom suite, and it was probably maybe more than, what, like 12, 13 of us. And we were having a ball, and you know, we were about to go jet skiing, and I went jet skiing for the first time in Puerto Rico a couple weeks ago, and I loved it. And we were going again, I was excited, everybody was excited. So, you know, just one of those situations where I just gotta sit back and think about, you know, the pros and cons.
So you look down at ditches and you're going jet skiing?
But, you know, I mean, it's interesting. You're an athlete. You've been an athlete your whole life. You and your brother compete at things. That's,
yeah.
That's part of your natural life. How frustrating is it? To get injured. I mean, your horse playing, that happens. You get injured. But then the judgment that comes with it, from the public and from everybody about, well, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Just being a normal.
Well, I didn't expect, you know, and for everyone, you know, that's picking up the paper and reading the news every, I mean, looking at the news every day, it's kind of tough on me because, you know, I pride myself off of, you know, reputation, and I didn't do a good job, you know, my rookie year, and, you know, with the things I've done, but, you know, I'm a good person, and like I said, we can put a blog up, and for everyone I came in contact with, from the bank to the movie theater, anywhere in the community, you know, there's going to be a lot of great things that's said about me. You know, there's times, you know, I might be a little road rage or something, but it's human. Everybody, no one's perfect, but I guarantee the good outweighs the bad, and I'm a great person. And for anyone who don't believe it, I'm available. Just come up to the Denver Broncos facility, Dove Valley, and sit down and talk to me. You've talked to me plenty of time. You have. You know, I'm human, you know. After a game, if I'm mad, it's because I play with a lot of emotion, and, you know, I put a lot into this, just like we all do. And, you know, we're human, but we make mistakes, and, you know, all you can do is just learn from them and grow.
The important thing going forward is obviously injury, but you had mentioned before that you kind of didn't owe anybody an explanation, and you were going to have Greek come out with it. Okay, that's not how it happened. I mean, literally the day it happened, something came out that you were hurt.
Yeah.
And the next day it came out, it was a McDonald's bag. That's when I jumped on and went, oh,
yeah,
McDonald's bag. People, can you understand how the way it all came out and it went from hurt to McDonald's, that people were skeptical about...
Well, McDonald's bag is the reason why I'm hurt. Well, horse playing in McDonald's bag is the reason why I'm hurt. It's not that I was hurt in a McDonald's bag. No one...
You're probably the first person I talked to. 3 days later is what I'm saying. You kept trickling out.
But that's just, you know, what you guys picked up on. You know, I'm not on the phone calling media people saying this is what happened. You know, you guys are hearing it from my mouth right now. You know, it's not like, you know, it was, you know, at a nightclub and someone slashed me. No, it was, you know, in the confines of a resort with my family.
So why did you go on the radio on Sirius and, like, you know, they had you on for quite a long time. I only talked to you like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you
could have talked to me longer. You're jealous, Lee.
No.
You could have talked to me longer, Lee.
You were getting on a plane. But you, but they asked you, like, flat out, you know, well, come on, and all that horseplay, none of that stuff.
I told him. I said I slipped over the McDonald's bag. Okay. You know, I mean, horse playing is the same thing. You know, it's just. This is a bad accident.
Did you think
it's a
by
bad
saying coming out with horseplay that it would be looked
different? No, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't matter. You know, it's. I didn't hurt anybody. I'm hurt. You know, it wasn't street fight, anything like that, in the confines of a resort with my family members. So what honestly could happen? You know, did my mother, did she beat me up? My sister, my little nieces and nephew? No, you know, it was just a freak accident. You know,
one more concern from your teammates.
No, let me go ahead.
Do you sense a concern for your teammates of all that's happened to you away from football?
It could be. It definitely can be. You know, like, you know, being truthful, you know, it is time for me to grow up on and off the field. You know, I'm not just a guy that's on a team. I'm a starter, and I have a lot of responsibility on this team. And we have goals that we're trying to accomplish and trying to reach, and, you know, I play a big role in that. And it's time for me to grow up. From here on out, you know, it's just Brandon Marshall, clean-cut guy, you know, just trying to get my life together as far as from accidents and DUIs, you know.
How much do you think you're, because again, all the stuff that happened before, you can debate it, but the important thing is, from here on out, how are you going to recover from this? How much do you think missing these 3 to 4 months, they said, for full recovery? I mean, last training camp.
I missed all of everything last year except for like 5 days. Okay. Came back Dallas week, and I had a good season. Would you agree?
But you could do a lot more than you can with this big, bulky cast. I mean, in terms of workouts.
Well, for me, it's, you know, just being able. Right now, it's just being able to take care of the mental stuff. Right now, is getting there, watching film on myself from last year, our team, our offense, studying other guys, other opponents. You know, got new competition. D'Angelo Hall just entered our conference. Studying him, you know, seeing what he does best and what he don't do, you know. So it's a lot of things I can do to better myself now, you know. The game is a lot more mental than physical.
It's going to be hard to get into peak shape for a regular season?
No, not at all.
Having missed all the time you think you're going
to
miss?
No, because, you know, once I get this cast off, I'll be able to do some cardio things and start exercising my arm, building the strength back up. But, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. And like I said, my goals, they're pretty, you know, I put them pretty high, put the bar pretty high, and I'm going to accomplish those goals. And they're not just, you know, 1,000 yards. I'm trying to break records this year, you know, as a team and as an individual. So I have a lot of goals, and I'm going to accomplish them.
When did you write those down? Those all in the field.
I want to say late February.
You're just sitting around?
Well, you know, because I'm a guy, you know, love this, you know, write down goals, and, you know, just because it gives you, you can visualize it. And every day I wake up, you know, I can, you know, see my goals, you know, whether it's posted on the board or sitting on my dresser, and I can just remember what's ahead of me and what I'm trying to accomplish.
Brandon, you talked about your goals. How much going down to Atlanta and working with Jay and Tony help you, and what kind of an experience was that like?
Oh, man, this is a setback, but I was stronger than ever. You know, I wanted to go down there and just redevelop my body, you know. Since college, I've been worrying about speed, and, you know, I kind of forgot about my body. I wanted to build my body back up, and I got to 240. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna lose some of that weight, and put 315 on the bench, and I was benching that 5 times, as strong as I've ever been. I was down there working hard, and it was a blessing to be able to be down there with Tony and Jay and just build some chemistry.
Tony on Monday talked about how you guys just going out to eat and stuff like that was a really good experience just to build camaraderie. Did you feel the same kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just see where those guys is are, and, you know, they get to pick my brain, and, you know, the little thing counts. All the little things counts, and, you know, whatever we can do to get an edge and get an advantage, you know, we just try to take advantage of.
So, Brandon, you are, you know, as you said, you're a tough guy. You're hard to tackle on the field. When this happens and in the days after it, how much of it was kind of embarrassment that you got hurt so seriously just goofing around, and now, you know, you got to tell Coach, you got to tell Greg, you got to tell the world that, hey, I'm seriously injured?
Yeah. Well, that's not the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part is just seeing how something so, well, it's not small, but an accident, you know, can be twisted and put into a negative, you know, column. And, you know, that's the embarrassing part, you know, just having my name ran through the mud, which is okay because it's the part of the profession I'm in. But, you know, just the seriousness of the media and how serious, you know, I guess my life is to a lot of people.
You're on the bright side, you could have an endorsement with McDonald's, maybe.
Yes, McDonald's. Call me, okay? The Golden Arch. The Golden Arch.
And for the record, for all of us wide ass punsters who have been having fun with this, was it an egg McMuffin wrapper? Was it Big Mac? What was it? Quarter pounder? What was it that you physically slipped on? Was it the bag itself?
I always get the chicken tenders. So it was the chicken tenders, but no telling whose bag it was. You know, we all got McDonald's. But it was left over from the night before.
So you learn to clean up after yourself is what you learn.
Mom, clean up next time.
Has it all surprised you how much of the spotlight you're in? I mean, you didn't go to, you know, University of Texas or anything.
Yeah.
But kind of a smaller school. Did it surprise you how big your life is when you?
You know what? When I saw my name, you know, on PTI, Around the Horn, Rome is Burning, NFL Network, in newspapers all across the America. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I have arrived. Seriously, like, you know, my arm, I get cut, you know, and everyone's talking about it. So I've arrived, you know. I'm not just the third receiver or a guy that just made the Denver Broncos team. I'm a starter, and, you know, I have to act like it. I've arrived.
What do you think? You say you have arrived, but in a way, maybe, you know, because it was funny, quote unquote, with the McDonald's.
Yeah.
How do you stay arrived? For lack of a better term?
Basically, just getting his arm back to 100%. And, you know, when I get back, getting out there, busting my butt and showing my team that, you know, I'm out there with them and, you know, they can count on me and have another great year, a better year. So,
What do you think? I mean, you guys lost Javon, you know, and brought in Kerry Colbert. What do you think of as you guys stand now offensively? Where things stand with you guys? I mean, obviously, you're not going to participate in the offseason, but you expect to be back. Do you like where you are offensively right now?
No, there's always room to improve, like I said earlier, and you know, you never can get content on where you're at. You know, we ended this season on a pretty high note as far as offensively, and all we can do is build on it. You know, Coach Shanahan's a genius at this. You know, it's not his fault. You know, I think it's the guys in his locker room. It's time for us to be accountable for ourselves, whether it's off the field or on the field. And things will definitely take a turn for the best for us, and we'll be all right. You know, we have some key additions, like you said, Kerry Colbert and other guys at that nature. And, you know, I think we just need to just sit back and relax and just, you know, take it easy. Yeah, and we'll be all right.
You said at the end of last year that you kind of wanted to change your training this offseason because you wanted to get back to speed training. I mean, obviously, you've been working on that before.
Yeah.
You also wanted to get into the end zone a little more. I mean, obviously, it's hard to improve on 102 catches.
Whatever. Yeah.
Are those still kind of the personal – I mean, obviously, team goals go ahead of that. But
yeah.
Personally, are those still the things that you kind of want to work on for next year's getting better at?
For me, it's, you know – the more I improve myself as an individual, the better the team will be. You know, so the things that I need to improve on is definitely my arm first. And then once I get that handled, I think I need to take advantage of the deep ball a little better and man coverage as far as press. And that's just some things that, you know, just some technical things that I just need to watch film and just start studying people, other receivers and other DBs around the league, and I'll be fine.